A very warm welcome to you. You are listening to a message from Senior Pastor of Word Fountain Christian Ministries, Pastor Dupe Adefola. Be blessed.
Hallelujah. Daniel 6, please. 6, 1, 2, 3. Thank you. Want to take this mic?
Verse 1 said, Darius the Mede decided to divide the kingdom into 120 provinces, and he appointed a high officer to rule over each province. The king also chose Daniel and two others as administrators to supervise the high officers and protect the king's interests. Daniel soon proved himself more capable than all the other administrators and high officers. Because of Daniel's great ability, the king made plans to place him over the entire empire. Then the other administrators and the high officers began searching for some fault in the way Daniel was handling government affairs, but they couldn't find anything to criticize or condemn. He was faithful, always responsible, and completely trustworthy. Verse 5, so they concluded, our only chance of finding grounds for accusing Daniel will be in connection with the rules of his religion. 6, so the administrators and high officers went to the king and said, long live King Darius.
We've taken it further. Amen? Amen? I hope we are following the reading. This is King Darius in his own time. He had a kingdom, very massive kingdom, for any one person to rule. Just like we have the prime minister, and she has other ministers, and they have departments. And we are told here that in verse 2, my own translation says, and over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was the first, said, I'm first. Hallelujah. That the princes might give account unto them, and the king shall have no damage. Another translation says, so that the king will not suffer loss. He established administrative offices so that his kingdom will not suffer loss. And even among the ranks, within the ranks, people knew that Daniel had an excellent spirit. The way he did his assignment, the way he was faithful, the way he was diligent. Hallelujah. And even though that was the reason why they plotted against him, but God defended him. And I pray whatever role God has given to us, God will not suffer loss. The work that God has put in my hand, it will not suffer loss. I will not abdicate. I will not be negligent. I will not, by the mercy of the living God, be deficient in the name of Jesus. And so God has an expectation from each and every one of us that he has given one thing or the other. And I pray that God help us today in Jesus' name. How many of us have a Bible study booklet here? Amen. Let's see how many do we have? Bible study booklets. We didn't bring the booklets. Do we have extra copies? Okay, let's go into... Oh, wow. She's so kind. Okay, you will have to return it because they're just spare copies in case we have visitors who come. So please take one and let's go into two classes. It's good to break. We have need around here as well. Yes, please. Okay, let's have a group here. 2, 4. Let's do 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2 and all the ones here and the twos here. Okay, Sister May, you're one. Am I two? One. Sister Mercy, you are two. One. Okay. Are you one? Then you are two. Okay. Toby is two. No. Okay. One. Then Brother Eric, two. One. Two. One. Two. One. Okay. I'll be covering. Let all the ones please come here. When Jesus comes, we will walk, we will walk. Till Jesus comes, let us walk. Oh, till Jesus comes, and we will be gathered home. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you for participating and sharing. Let's stay in our group. We're going to answer the questions now. How did we find the study? Wonderful. I've heard marvelous. That's the first answer. Yes, have we found the study? Useful. Wonderful. Wonderful. I don't think there's any need to read the text because of time. We've read it, we've dissected it, we've ingested it, and it has become part of us already. It's the bread of life. Amen. Before we go into the questions, let someone please read 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10. Anyone, quickly?
10, I read. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he had done, whether it be good or bad.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Just to remind us and to assure us that yes, we will all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And I pray that which we will receive will be good and not bad. And part of this, the objective for looking at scriptures like this is to get us into that accountable mode, that we become mindful of the fact that we are not owners of our lives and that we will give account, and the God of heaven is willing to help us while we are here to make sure that the outcome is of good and not bad, in Jesus' name. Amen. Any question from the reading you've done so far? Any question or that things that you wasn't, anything that wasn't clear, or you want, or should we just go straight to the questions? Okay, we'll go to the questions then. Okay, let me read the background. For one of the awesome wonders of God is that he teaches us to make profit, glory. In God's economy, every servant is given gifts that require diligence in using. Jesus expects us to put our talents to work, and he will ask us to account for them at the end of time. Accountability is of God. It is the same in the political and corporate world. Clearly, there is always a risk in doing business in a hostile environment, but the greater risk is not to do business at all. While we wait for the Master's return, we must do business with the gospel in a hostile environment. In the same vein, our personal skills, gifts, abilities, and finances can be deployed profitably. Diligence, careful and persistent work or effort, overshadowed by God's blessings, will always make a difference to our experience. Submitting what we have received back to God is great wisdom. He rewards both diligence and faithfulness. May the Lord teach you and I to profit in Jesus' name. So let's quickly go through the questions. What minors has God given the church to work with until Christ returns? Let's start with group one. What minors were you able to identify? You have the mic waiting for you.
We said the minors were our gifts and our talents. Okay. So whatever gift or talent that God has given us, and okay, that can range from personal talents like being a smiler, being an actor, being a dancer, being a singer, to all the spiritual gifts like prophesying or teaching, preaching, and all of those.
Okay. Group two, any thoughts? Thank you.
I will answer on that positive.
Okay.
I believe minors from the scriptures we read it's like a level playing field. And I feel that life, as in breath, is one gift that God has given to the church as well.
Yeah. Yep.
Any other contributions?
Oh, yeah, time.
So, are you...
Going into the world.
Okay.
Okay, talked about time.
Okay.
Like bread time. Going into the world is what he has commanded every one of us. Preach the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. I just want to quickly clarify that there are two parables in the Bible that we've got to really have clarity about. The Luke 19 is about 10 gifts to 10 servants. We read the Amplified Bible and it says a piece, one a piece. So there are things that are commonly given to us. These are the things that is not about who you are. This is available to everybody. And that's what Luke 19 is about. But Matthew 25 are the talents where the master gave 10, gave 5, and gave 1. And that's by ability. Are you with me? So Luke 19, the one we are looking at, are the things that are very common, all unique to everyone. Time, our life, and I'll just look at what Jesus said he gave us, because before he died, he gave some examples. In Luke chapter 10, verse 19, Jesus says, Luke 10, 19.
Behold, I give unto you power to tread, praise the Lord.
Yes, please.
Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions,
yes,
and over all the power of the enemy,
yes,
and nothing shall by enemies hurt thee.
Hurt you. Amen. That's not because you are big. The power is not because you are strong. It's not because you are a man. That power is not because you are a woman. That power is not because you go to the gym. But Jesus said, I give unto you power to tread. So it's a commonly given gift. Amen. John chapter 17. John 17, I'll read verse 8. Or if someone will read verse 8 and another person, 14 to 18. Wow. Or just read 14 to 18. John 17, 14 to 18, please.
I have given them thy word.
I have given them your word. Jesus said to the Father, I have given. I didn't give it to the preachers. I didn't give it to apostles. I didn't just give it to evangelists. I have given everybody your word. Amen?
Yes. Amen. And the world had hated them.
Yes.
Because they are not of the world. Even as I am not of the world.
Okay, just jump to verse 17 and 18.
Sanctify them through thy truth.
This word that I've given to them, yes, finish it.
Thy word is truth.
Yes.
As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He gave us the word and he sent us with the word. The Bible said it came full of grace and truth. And he said, this word that I've given to you is the truth. And it is the word that will sanctify you. So we are saved and then we are sanctified. Amen. And so he said he's given us his word. Praise the Lord. Let's also look at, we know he gave us the Holy Spirit. He said he gave us his name. If you ask anything in my name, just because of time, but there's something I saw again in John 17, verses 20. Let's just look at verse 22. Let's look at this group. Please read 17, 22. Amen. Just in this study, I saw this and I thought, wow. Anyone quickly, please? The things that are equally given. Amen.
Verse 22.
Yes.
I have given them the glory you
I
gave me.
I have given them glory. Shame is not your portion.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You don't have to be the Queen of England before you know you have glory. He said, I have given them what? Glory. Please read it.
So they may be one as we are one.
Yes, please. He gave us the glory that binds the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit together. Amen. These are some of the gifts that are equally endowed. And then we know we have spiritual gifts. And we say everyone has a gift, but not everyone. No one has all the the gift. So we have also been endowed with gifts. Amen. So we are not, nobody should say as poor as the church rat. The rat in the church has abilities. Amen. Because God has given, amen. Thank you very much. But let's remember this. And they say, what valid reasons can you give as excuses for not putting your minors to work? What valid excuses? Since we have all this, what excuses are we going to be thinking of? Yes? Group two? Yes? Fear of failure. Fear of failure. Yes?
But I was going to say there's no valid reason to give.
No valid reason. I was just going to ask, is fear of failure now valid? It could be. There's no valid excuse. Yes, tell us. Yeah. Somebody says, yes, say something about failure. Yes, please.
Good to fail,
yes.
Yeah, because once you fail, you learn from your failure.
You
like you could see Virgin Atlantic, Richard yeah. Branson, he failed with many business,
yes,
but now he's flying to the moon.
That's right. You know, my auntie, and I'm going to say it in my language, speaks because that's the only way it makes sense, and then I'll try to translate. She'll say, and it's your fail. That is, if you are not dead, you are not a failure, you only repeat your exams. Amen. So we have to overcome the fear of failure, because that takes us to, maybe let's go to the fourth question. What do you understand from verses 16 and 18? What do you understand from verse, we read it? Yes, someone please help us. Luke 19, 16 and 18. Anyone please, because of time. Want me to read it?
Okay, I read.
Yes, please.
Then came the first, saying, Master, your minor has earned 10 minors.
Yes. 18. If the fear of, verse 18, read verse 18 again.
And the second came, saying, Master, your minor has earned 5 minors.
Amen. If they have been trapped in the fear of failure, they would not have known that the minors they were given is self-reproducing. They would not have known that until they put it to use, this pound that they have can make a difference. So we have to learn how to overcome the failure, because it's part of, that's the reason the other one didn't do anything with the minors. So it's not a valid reason. That's why he couldn't put it to use, because he was afraid of failing. The Lord will help us all in Jesus' name. Then the third question says, how does the environment affect our attitude and what can we do? What do we know about the environment? Group one, please.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In our group, we discussed about cultural differences.
Okay.
We used Africa and then England.
Okay.
And then we said that in Africa, people go to church under every condition, no matter how far they are, they trek to church. Mm-hmm. People can carry them in the car if it's raining. But here in England, we use snow as an excuse. Mm-hmm. It's too cold, it's too slippery.
Yes.
There's no transport route. I'm working on Sunday. Mm-hmm. I work flexible shifts. So we use those things. And then, preaching is not allowed in my office, mm-hmm. At work or... So there are just many excuses. We use the government laws and every yes. other thing.
Well done. Thank you. Any other thoughts?
Our group, we said that environment can either suppress or encourage you to use this gift.
That's right. Yeah. The nobleman said, recognized that there were citizens who hated him, who did not agree with the nobleman, but he didn't stop him from asking his servants to occupy, because he was there to defend them, and sometimes they probably will face the harsh environment, but the condition was not an excuse for them not to do what they had to do. And if I know we didn't add verse 27 to our study, but after the nobleman had taken account from the steward, he then dealt with the enemies. It's not as if they went scot-free. He dealt with them. He punished them. He said, I would, those enemies which will not that I should reign over them, bring them hither and slay them before me. He dealt with them. And so the environment will, and it's getting more and more difficult. We must realize that. We must be praying for one another. Our sister Statuli led us in praying for the persecuted church. Some people are not having it easy as we have having it, that we can carry the Bible, walk to church. Some of us are able to say to them at work, I don't walk on Sundays. And we have managers who allow such to happen. In some countries, it's not happening. And so we must be praying for one another that we, in spite of the resistance that is out there, that God will help us to put to use what he has given us as we pray for those who don't have the privileges that we have. The environment does not determine our profitability. It is God who blesses us and makes us rich without adding sorrow. May God help us in Jesus' name. Amen. So what lessons can we learn? And how can they affect our personal finances? What lessons from all the things we've discussed? Is there any? No. What lessons can we learn? Yes.
We were slightly constrained on time on this one. Yes. I guess what we can learn from this is, not to be discouraged. It may, on face value, appear that someone has more than we have initially at the starting point. But if we go and know we're going with God,
yes,
and we give it our all, and we believe that He has given that to us for a reason, and He's going to make the way,
yes,
that we can do big things with what we have.
We can. Amen. Yes. Any other thoughts?
In addition to what she just said, I also say that one lesson we can also learn is that we've all been given talents, yeah, and gifts, and that we might be encouraged to use those talents, yes, and gifts to the glory of God.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Yes. Thank you.
Yes. One more point from me.
Yes.
What I learned is that we should do business with our gift.
Yes.
And I like a particular part of the introductory aspect, which says that, but the greater risk is not to do business at all.
Risk. Mm-hmm.
So I feel we should always do business with our gifts.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
The lesson we learned that we should be faithful with the little we have.
Should be faithful.
And like in business too, you know, sometimes we all look like, oh, I need to have maybe 1 million pounds or 50,000 pounds to do business.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at it, you can start a business with 5,000 pounds, you know, as a Christian. And we should, as a Christian, we should not limit ourselves. We should always going further. You know, it's not only about praying, but as Sister Tully said, we should pray and wish your heart.
Right. Mm. Yes. I agree with that. Thank you. I mean, personal finances, I think in the first prayer session on one of the Fridays, we're looking at exchange rate. Exchange rate. If I take out $1, and in the UK, maybe if I go to the Bureau de Change, they probably will give me point something of a pound. Yes? If I take it to Nigeria, Minister Tokobo said it's 360 naira. No, dollar. She said 360. So it's still $1. But different values based on it. We also need to know that there is a divine exchange rate. That million in your account may just be £1 to God. That 50 million you are striving is maybe £1 to God. Because he has his own exchange rate. Amen. And so if we are faithful, knowing that what God has given to us can only matter to the extent that God is involved in it, then we are rich. Do you understand what I'm saying? The mindset of the world is that, oh, we've got to get. But the mindset of God is give. Put it to use. Trust me with it. And I'm not talking about giving without being responsible. There's what you call responsible giving. What you can even give to yourself. Because sometimes we walk ourselves to death. And we don't invest in our own lives. We're not even looking after ourselves. We just want to put it in the bank. And Barclays Bank is smiling. HSBC is smiling. Whereas we are not investing in ourselves. And above all, the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. I want to use the opportunity to thank God for every giver in the house. Because only by the faithfulness of the few is the church of Jesus able to meet the needs that come across its path. And it's because we all trust God. And I pray that if at any point in time you haven't really learned or felt the release to be part of the financial stewards in God's house, that you will ponder and think about it and say, God, give me the grace. As you've given me glory, you've given me your word, you've given me power to tread on serpents and scorpions, you've given me time, you've given me life. What is it that I can't give to you? Do you know that tithe is 10%? It's a fixed sum for everyone. Whether you are Richard Branson, yes, or you are the queen of England. God didn't say the queen should give 50% tithe. And the person who is a laborer should give 1%. 10% equal. Because before God, that's divine exchange. You have to be mindful of it. And I pray that God will find us faithful, because the Bible says it is expected in stewardship that a man be found faithful. Let's rise up to our faith. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Thank you for taking part in this. The God of heaven is empowering us to be fruitful and faithful. It's the same thing that Luke 19 is saying. We have the capacity to say, I have the capacity. Say it, I have the capacity to be fruitful and faithful. Say it, I have the capacity
to
be fruitful,
and faithful.
That is stewardship. I want you to pray for yourself and thank God for the things that God has bestowed. What are you doing with the word of God? Thank God for his word that can not just save you, but sanctify you. Thank God for the power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over every power of the enemy. No power of the enemy is over the power that God has given you. I want you to thank God for the glory. God didn't give you shame. He says he has not given you the spirit of fear. God knows what he has given to his children. I want you to thank God that you are a recipient and a carrier of his glory. Therefore, by the mercy of God, anything that wants to put shame on you, we destroy it in the name of Jesus Christ. God has given you his word. Thank God that this word is at work in your life. Thank God that you believe the word. If you don't believe the word, ask God to give you the grace to believe the word. If you don't understand the word, ask God to give you understanding of the word. If you have not experienced the word, ask God to give you a counter, an experience of the word. God has given us the name Jesus. Jesus said he has given us his name, that we should ask the Father anything in his name. You are blessed beyond measure. Thank God that you can ask God anything in the name of Jesus. That is part of what you have been given. It's part of your minors. And begin to tell God that from today, you will be more diligent. You will be more fruitful. You will be more faithful. Ask God for the grace that God help me as I go out of this service to begin to put to use the gifts that you have given to me that is equal to all. That, Lord, I will not be ashamed that you are appearing. I will not put my minors in a napkin. Lord, by your mercy, I receive ability. I receive the wisdom. Receive from the Lord. Receive the understanding that the things that God has given to you, they will begin to reproduce because you will put them to use. Are you afraid of failure? Speak to failure. Say, failure, you are not my companion. Fruitfulness is my companion. Courage is my companion. Faithfulness is my companion. I am not afraid of fear, for God has not given me the spirit of fear. I go into this week, in this month of June, I begin to prosper. Until the prosperous call me prospered. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I receive the grace that helped Isaac to sow in the year of famine and to reap a hundredfold. Lord, I want to walk in that grace. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Lord, we thank you for the mercy and your generosity. That, Lord, you freely give us all things to enjoy. And 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12 says that the Holy Spirit will help us to know the things that are freely given to us. We don't have to beg for them. And today you have opened our eyes to see the things that you said you have given to us. Lord, help us to take hold of the things that you have given to us. In the name of Jesus, help us to take hold of life. Take hold of time. Take hold of the word. Take hold of glory. Take hold of power. Take hold, O God, of the name of Jesus. Take hold of our spiritual gifts and to deploy them. Help us to have opportunities, as someone said. Lord, give us opportunities in this week to be able to see how these gifts can produce, how you breathe upon them to reproduce of their kind. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come against the spirit of fear. We come against the fear of failure. We say you will not be our companion. In the name of Jesus, we have been entrusted with that which God believes we need for life and for godliness. And Lord, we put them to use. And we'll return to you with testimonies, both in time and eternity. This lesson will not stand against us when we meet you face to face. Lord, we'll be able to say, since the 10th day of June 2018, we became more fruitful. We became more faithful. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you for listening and hope that you have been richly blessed. For more information on Word Fountain Christian Ministries and service times, please log on to wordfountain.org or call the office on 01865 402 108. We look forward to seeing you. God bless. Yeah.